Hi everyone, the same man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. I'm a 19-year-old in a woke part of the States, raised by two lesbians who got a sperm donor to have me. I could either talk about how being raised by lesbians destroys young men and sets them up for failure, or I could talk about how the multi-billion dollar unregulated sperm donation industry gets rid of fathers completely and turns them into nothing more than donors. But I'll save those topics for a future video request. My mom wanted to kick me out for not getting the COOF shot, and I would be homeless if it weren't for me lying to her about it. At this point in my life, I've lost all respect for my friends and family due to them all being asleep and unwilling to wake up. They all seem just fine with being enslaved by big corporations and the government. I dropped out of college after orientation and decided to go for a trade in welding. I currently work a tolerable job with decent hourly wages considering my living situation. I save my money towards my plan to move out of my parents' basement ASAP, and at the same time learning as much as I can about welding on my own, before starting trade school in the fall. I also spend my money on emergency supplies, so I'm prepared for the inevitable collapse of our supply chain reliant society. I'm a virgin by choice because every time a girl offered to have sex with me before I went monk mode, I always knew it would be a bad choice, because their feelings for me weren't as strong as mine for them. I'm not an ugly guy. I'm light skin, and tall women don't actually have a problem with that. I would literally fall in love after a few makeout sessions, then ask if they would commit to a long-term exclusive relationship. They would say they aren't ready, and other typical excuses. This happens many times in a row with different girls, offering sex before exclusivity and commitment. That's why I refuse going all the way and things would end based on that. Gen Z women are incapable of committing to men, it seems. And for that reason, I'm content with going monk mode for the long term, after learning everything I need to know from real-world experience along with creators like you and Hammerhand. I don't see a need to have sex when long-term commitment and exclusivity are out of the question, with the woman that I have access to, in this blue city hellscape. I'm not afraid of being a genetic dead end. Having kids in the West feels immoral to me at this point, considering how far gone society is. I'm also not into working girls because I don't want STDs, and I know that the adult industry is an overall negative thing, and watching adds to the problem. I also think sex dolls are weird and not my cup of tea either. I find all these things I just listed to be understandable, and don't judge men who partake in them. I don't want to get involved with women at all. However, I'm still a normal straight guy who gets urges, and I do my best for the most part to not let it distract me. The only difficult thing with monk mode is that those urges get so distracting sometimes, then monk mode feels impossible to sustain, and I consider giving up by going to a whore or back to the dating pool. But then I remember the risk associated with modern women and come back to my senses. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I feel like those urges are a burden, considering how bad things have gotten, and I sort of get mad at myself for being a horny 19-year-old knowing that I'm way better off just staying a virgin. Sandman isn't even worth it to lose your virginity to a modern woman. Or should I just stay a virgin by choice? I obviously think virgin by choice, just wanted to know your thoughts on my situation. You're a legend, Sandman. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll discuss if your losing your virginity is worth it in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Gen Z women becoming the gatekeepers of commitment, while Gen Z gents become the gatekeepers of sex clown world show. This is the crazy role reversal world that we're living in now. In my best Sulu voice, oh my, how the tables have turned. Mr. Anonymous, I thought you would actually bring home a hot woman to make both of your lesbian mothers jealous of you, but I guess that's not in the cards. You're another teenage guy going his own way and turning down girls for sex. You're the second guy this week that wants a meaningful relationship instead of sex that's contacted me. It sounds to me like young women seem to basically offer up sex like it's candy these days. So is this part of hookup culture? I've been out of the dating loop for about 7 years now. But I understand that the female validation of them committing to you is important for your psychological development as a male. It makes me wonder if they're intentionally starving men of that particular aspect, or if they're just not committing because they want to ride the cock carousel. Maybe this is the strategy they use to control the 20% of men out there that they're willing to have sex with. On the flip side, the bottom 80% get starved of sex, and they control such men that way, and the top 20% get starved of commitment, and then control those men that way too. You ask if you should actually lose virginity to a modern woman. I say no if you don't do it in a meaningful long-term relationship. But you point out that commitment is in short supply for women these days. So they're willing to give you physical but not emotional satisfaction. They want sex because it's an itch in their snatch that they just need to scratch. If I was your age, Mr. Anonymous, and I know what I know now, and couldn't find a girl to have a committed sexual relationship with, I'd remain a virgin until I found one. But I still believe that if you're going your own way, you actually have to go your own way from something. Preferably a loving, long-term relationship where your partner has been taking advantage of you in covert ways that you aren't even aware of. But once you take the red pill, you start becoming aware of it. But if that option wasn't on the table, I'd stay single until it was. Your first adult love when a relationship ends, if you're anything like myself, is extremely devastating and painful. I heard that only one thing is more emotionally damaging, which is basically having a child that dies on you. If women are increasingly using a lack of commitment, but sex, to control men these days, then that means that the only men that'll be having sex are psychopaths without any feelings. It's almost as if women are sensing that men are going their own way. And in the past, they used to control us by giving us commitment and sex. Now they sense men are walking away, so they're starving us so we don't feel any emotional satisfaction from them. It takes bad emotional experiences and not just bad financial and sexual ones for a man to fully go his own way. It's like they have some sort of emotional immune system trying to prevent men from gaining our full freedom. I find it difficult to believe that women are just after a good old time these days. Women generally want to be loved by a man. But because you're in a blue state and they're in their prime cock carousel riding years in uncommitted polyamorous relationships, this might especially be true because you're in that blue state. When you finish your schooling, maybe move away to a rent state and see if the girls and women in their early 20s are the same way there. I think you'll find the girls in more rural areas in both red and blue states are more willing to commit than the ones in the urban blue states. Going off topic a bit, I don't believe that the supply chain will collapse or be an issue much longer. I think it has to do more with companies that have already pulled back capacity because of COVID lockdowns, so they haven't brought production levels back up fully yet. In the meantime, the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates and selling assets that they have on their balance sheets. They will reduce inflation by creating a deflationary demand destruction. So the supply of goods and services, which is much lower right now, will come into balance with demand. They're trying to create a situation where they can control inflation and get it under control by making us poor when it comes to asset prices and incomes. I know this is probably all going to go over your head, but there's a reason I'm sharing this. The Fed is trying to bring up the unemployment rate because right now, there are too many jobs and not enough workers. And thus, they don't want the workers to be able to dictate their own wages and negotiate for higher pay from the companies. There are structural unemployment shortages because the boomers, the biggest generation, is retiring. They don't want them to. And instead, the Federal Reserve wants to slow, stop, and eventually reverse the Great Resignation. They want workers that quit to start begging for their jobs back, instead of the employers begging workers to come back by offering up more money. So, Mr. Anonymous, get through your schooling and keep your job as long as you can. Otherwise, you might actually find it difficult to find one in the next few years. I know you're only 19 and not ready to work full-time, but maybe keep that job even if it's part-time so you have one foot in the door and a place to work when you graduate. I would be more worried about that than anything else at this point. I graduated in 2001 right as the dot-com bubble was ending and had a dot-com business myself. It was terrible for the next few years. So I spent those next few years building that business up for better times. Worry about that more than the supply chain issues. Sure, there might be food shortages, but look around at the number of obese people around you. People also waste roughly 50% of the food that they purchase. Women throw out so much food that if food prices doubled, there would still be food. It's just that people won't be able to choose what they want to eat and will instead be on mac and cheese as a diet. the supply chain situation is just the market cycle and commodities and energy finally coming to an end. It leads us into a recession and then a struggle for a few years as the economy is reset and growth starts up again. I'm also glad you're staying away from the working girls, because monkeypox is mostly gotten from having sex with close contact with people. I guess because of that, incels and MGTOW monks are virtually invincible to it. Watch YouTube use what I just said to strike my channel again. I can't wait for a future request where you discuss having those two mothers. Twice the estrogen, twice the fun. But until then, don't feel rushed to lose your virginity. Also, don't hype it up as a big thing. The act itself isn't anything special the first few times. It's what happens afterwards. If you think you're thirsty for the cooch right now, just wait until you've had it. It's like smelling a delicious fish-flavored pizza for the first time. I know that sounds disgusting, but hear me out. Eventually you eat that pizza and you don't know what to make of it. You have it a few more times and you're hooked to it, and can't live without eating more. Your thirst for it goes up 5 to 10-fold once you've had it. Then you become a slave to wanting more because it was just enough to whet your appetite, but not enough to satiate it. I think that's what women's strategy may be in this case. Give the men out there that they see as somewhat worthy enough sex to whet our appetites, but never enough to make us satisfied or happy. Then they can manipulate us and hold commitment over our heads as we beg them to be with us and only us. Then if and when they become polyamorous, we'll accept that too, because it's either we get table scraps worth of sex or we're starved in the sexual marketplace. As I said, today women increasingly control men through a scarcity of sex. In the past, they used to control the boomers and Gen X types with an abundance of it. Your situation, Mr. Anonymous, is one I've never had to face because of our generational gap. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you probably watched your mother smash your other mother with a strap-on, and you'll never be able to get it out of your mind ever again. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that deny men sex to control them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.